This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For Pittsburgh Rapid Transit, and there is a lot going on. Related to that, we have an expert. The manager of transit-oriented communities at PRT is Maura Egler. Welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So one of the things we heard about, we talked to Rich Fitzgerald yesterday, as you know, executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. They look at the 10 counties and cities. And one of the things that we heard about was the potential, you know, looking for funding, is the PRT developing, for instance, in Dormont and some other areas for the future. This is exciting for a lot of people because it put people right there at Rapid Transit with easy access to the city.
Yeah, exactly. We just released a request for qualifications this week, looking for development partners to help us, you know, think about what kind of a development might fit on our park and ride spot there. So we're excited to try to use this as a new opportunity to increase ridership and on the light rails.
If I understand it correctly, what we're talking about here is these two parking lots would be converted into a mixed-use development, which would include some residents right next to or near the rail station.
Yes, that's the goal. So we actually, there are two property owners here. There's us, PRT, and then there's a lot up adjacent to West Liberty Avenue that's owned by the borough of Dormont. So the vision would be to kind of combine all of that into one big property and put it, you know, it's out right now. I'm looking for partners to do, yes, mixed use development, which would include some, you know, residential as well as maybe commercial on the first floor.
So this is the first step. How long a process do you anticipate? Because people already, I'm sure, would be like, I'd go for that if I could, boy, live that conveniently to Rapid Transit?
Yeah, so we're definitely in very early stages right now. You know, we have a deadline for this RFQ of May 26th. And then after that, depending on the number of, you know, proposals we receive, we'll put out we'll ask for a smaller group, kind of a short list of folks that responded to give us more detailed proposals of, you know, a specific development concept. And so we envision selecting a partner by the fall of this year. And then, of course, there's a whole design process after that. So it'll be several years before anything gets built, but we're excited just to take this first step.
Yeah, I'm sure. And what about the plans, you know, to make cuts if you have to because of the lack of funding? Is there still hope there could be some additional funding that would come save the day?
Well, this is definitely a different sort of pot of money than the cuts we're talking about. This is, you know, we own the land here, but we would partner with a developer who would actually be, you know, responsible for funding the construction of the building and maintaining it, managing it and all of that. So, we would enter into hopefully a lease with them for the land. And that is a potential for some alternative revenue, as well as, you know, of course, any additional revenue that came from a boost in ridership with just more people here. So that's the hope with this project, that, you know, it can generate some alternative revenue that we're not seeing right now.
Is PRT considering replicating this concept in other areas along the both the red line and the blue line?
Yeah, so we actually have a program called Transit-Oriented Communities, which I manage, that does station area planning along our light rail and also our busways as well, you know, the east busway and the west busway. Just looking at these very opportunities. So looking at where we own, you know, large park and rides next to our stations, that, and analyzing kind of what development might fit on these sites. So we have plans for a number of stations, including Wilkinsburg Station. We've done a plan for South Hills Junction as well. And so we have, you know, we have a lot of ideas, and we're just kind of seeing what the interest is, I guess, from the local development community with this first project.
Maura Egler, Manager of Transit-Oriented Communities at PRT. Appreciate the time this morning. We'll be following this story. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much.
You got it. And
it's attractive to me, if I were living in Dormont or in that area, to have a residence that close to in a mixed-use development where you've got some nice retail that you can maybe do your shopping, some of your shopping, or whatever you would have in retail, plus housing in that area and being able to just walk to the T station and commute to your job in the city.
Yeah, that said, this is one idea that will help, but they're still facing this huge budget deficit to fund transit. So,
well, they're sounding the alarm a couple of years out before that becomes, you know, irrevocable.
Right.
And so hopefully, and this has been a conversation. In fact, we even heard Governor Shapiro talk about in the last few months, talk about increasing funding for mass transit, public transit.
Yeah, they're going to have to find that source somehow, some way. Otherwise, there will be these drastic cuts, which will affect a lot of people.
And just a few days ago, Senator Jay Costa told us here on the Big K Morning Show that mass transit, public transit, is also a priority for him as well.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.